Aloha, welcome back to Kealaka the podcast. My name is Mutia and I'm here with my fellow co-host, Emmy.
Hi.
And today we have a special guest. But before we even start, let me ask Emmy a question.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Emmy, what is something that you really like the most about your job?
I love meeting new people. I think it has brought me to places and that I never thought I would be in, and learn stuff about people I never thought I'd learn about. Probably that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I really, really like about our job. And today we are going to learn a lot of things from these two special guests that are coming to the studio. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah. These are Erwin and Tanush. They're from Indonesia and India. Well, as we know that we are all having different jobs. So Erwin is working as a custodian and Tanush is working as a security. And I believe that this job is something that probably people might not know about what they are doing in their daily task. They might see them once in a while, but about the timing, we sometimes don't know about the timing. So let us learn from both of you.
Why don't we start with Tanush? Can you give us, like, hype your job up? Make us just want to be security guards. Just tell us every single thing. What is your job description? Like, what do you do?
Well, we basically secure the campus as well as the PCC. So secure doesn't actually mean we go out with our guns or something, but we have a training. For which we hold a state guard certificate. We are certified guards for which will be valid for 3 years for the entire state of Hawaii.
Oh, so,
yeah,
that's a big deal.
So you need to stay there for 3 years.
It's not compulsory, but we make an agreement to be there for 1 year at least.
Okay.
Oh.
Because the training costs a lot.
So you secure campus and PCC, so you walk around. Are you assigned specific locations?
So yeah, the PCC and the BYUH campus is two different things. So BYUH campus is divided into 5 areas. We just foot patrol around BYU. And while this foot patrol is happening, what I love is basically what I do is I talk to every single person I see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
And I have made a bunch of friends while being on duty. And people are kind. Sometimes people are with their lives, you know. We call the checkpoint one, which is the main. There's no gate for BYU campus, but the main entrance where all the cars pass through. You won't see securities there until it's 12 a.m. So when we work grave shifts, we have to be there at checkpoint one where we check the driver's license. That's the best place in the campus, which I would say to work, because everyone are kind. They have their licenses. They have their student ID. It's not necessary for us to check the license, but the student ID we check. But we work grave. It's midnight. Okay. I used to work in the campus, but now I work in the PCC.
Oh.
So
is there any difference?
There is difference. Because students, everyday same students. We know, we make friends. But when we go to PCC, there is a whole new set of group every single day.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm an Indian. I see Indians there. When I go and talk to them, and we sometimes relate to each other, and they give compliments in the PCC visitors. They come and sometimes they're like, "You look good today."
Like, what?
Wow.
I would have not expected that because it is busy and I'm tired. I'm tired working, and then these small compliments or affirmations they give, it's wonderful.
Nice. Well, let's get into major details about being a security guard in a minute. But before we get too far into that, let's hear about what it's like. What it looks like being a custodian here on campus?
So basically being custodian, like, just want to reach myself, like, I'm working custodian 4 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
And that's different.
That's a really dedication.
Yeah. That's different.
It's different with the custodian that you see usually like afternoon or in the evening.
Okay. Right.
Because like you have to sleep early.
Right.
Sometimes I sleep like 10 p.m. or the latest will be like 11 p.m.
Wow, that would be, how many hours is that? I don't even know if I can do math.
It's 11, not 12, even 1, 2, 7 3. Hours.
Wow, like 5 like hours five. If you do that. I do that on accident anyways, but I hope you wouldn't, because waking up that early is really tough.
No, I wake up like 3:30 and then just get ready for everything. And then when I wake up, I just wake up the entire day because I don't want to go sleep again. Because if I'm going to sleep again, I might miss
you're gonna
all
stay
my class.
Yeah.
How many times in a week do you work?
5 days.
5 days in a week. So every single day you wake up at that time and then you don't take a nap, do you?
Sometimes, because like right now for my schedule, actually it's really good because I don't have a lot of class on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And only have like one class, so I can take a nap on that day.
Do you work 5 days a week as well, Tanush, or is that the same or different?
I work 3 days a week.
3 days?
Wow.
So it means you have longer shift in a day.
Yeah, we work for 6 hours a day. So
okay, 3 days a week. What's 3 times 6? Come on. 3, 6, 9, 3, 6, 9, 12, 18.
18.
18. 18. I didn't know. So there's a reason why I'm a music major, everyone. And okay, so 8. Okay, I guess that adds up. That's like almost 19 hours.
If we want to do 19, we have to request an hour. For in any of those 3 days to our supervisor. If they let us do it, we can do it. If there is a requirement of the officer at that place at that time, they will let us.
Okay, so it's like you apply to the job knowing that you will work 18 hours a week unless it gets approved. Okay. And then custodial, 19 hours.
Yes,
is it?
19 hours.
Okay.
Okay, so what is something that you like the most from working as a custodian?
For me, myself, I like to see the facilities, like the places in the campus looks clean, because especially I work in the Aloha Center, that's the most people walk or the visitors walking. And traffic, yeah. That's why like the cleanliness of the building is really important in that place, and that's one of our job.
What's that quote? Cleanliness is godliness, next to godliness.
Yes.
Yes.
I really like that because personally, I'm using Aloha Center every single day because that's where our office is.
Oh yeah.
And then, so if it's really clean in the morning, that means you're already like wake up early in the morning and then prepare for all of us. And then in the morning, we can just enjoy the facility.
Yeah.
Is it tough? Like, I feel like if it were my job to clean things, and then if I were to like go home and be like, oh, the dishes, or like, I have to do laundry. Is that like tough?
For the first times for me, like, that's really tough for me. But being a custodian for months right now.
Okay. Like, wait, how long have you been a custodian for?
4 months.
Okay.
And then I feel like doing the dishes, I think it's just a simple thing for me. If like my unit mate or my, all the people that just left the dishes in the sink, I just do it.
Oh,
wow.
That's a very, very good service. Because, you know, sometimes we're like, okay, we're going to serve after them, But after that, we get tired. But wow, that's a very good example.
That is very inspiring to me right now. That was probably inspired, actually. I needed to hear that.
So everyone, please wash your dishes so there will be no other Erwin like this.
So we won't have to. Thank you so much.
All right. What about you, Tanush? What's something that you like the most other than the compliments?
I would say the service which we do there, because usually we are not that visible in the PCC as well as the BYU campus. But the thing is, for 6 hours, our job is to observe like what's happening.
Yeah.
And if something goes wrong, we have to be there. We call it in. We call it in. If it's an emergency, we call it in the first moment, and then the dispatch calls the HPD or the emergency services. So we have had such incidents, and we have been there, and then we have had HPD come to us and thank us for what we have done. Yeah, that this is a wonderful experience. Yeah. I have never had that chance before. And the thing is, we have to sometimes work graveyards. Sometimes we work in...
Sorry, where is it?
Like graveyard shifts mean like night shifts.
Night shifts.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So the
scary
graveyard
shifts.
It's night. And sometimes it's 6 to 12 a.m., 6 p.m. to 12 a.m.,
6 p.m.
12 a.m. to 6 a.m.
6 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Yeah.
And you just have to, like, how does that even... Do you go to school the next day? Like,
so we have our classes scheduled in such a way that it doesn't conflict with our...
When do you normally do your homework?
I'm not doing graveyard shift right now. That was last semester. That was last semester. But graveyard shift actually helped me to do my homeworks, because I have to go to work in the evening, so I have to finish my assignments even before that.
So you prioritize way better.
Yes. Once I finish my school, complete my assignments. That helped me out to finish my assignments on time, actually.
Funny how that works.
Huh?
Funny how that works.
I know,
when
right?
You're like more busy, you're like accomplish more yeah. things.
But this semester, the thing I was about to say, what I was about to say was the sun. I work from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. So that's when the sun is up, and it's fall. My whole body is covered. This time what happened, my hands were not covered. I got these rashes on my hands.
On
and
your
then
arms?
I had to get these gloves to cover my elbow to my until my wrist. But then it was okay. But I love my job. It's wonderful to even work. But yeah, we still have things happen to us. But yeah.
I feel like the graveyard shift and the morning custodial shift, I feel like that would have some things in common. Like, I don't know if I'm cut out for those jobs, because I'm like a scaredy cat for sure. I will just... Like, if the lights are off in the science building, I think I said this a few episodes ago, but I will like, run. Even, like, no one's there, and I'm just, like, all of a sudden going to, like, combat, you know, running for my life mode. So do you guys do that, or is that just me?
Yeah.
That's actually what happened to me.
Really?
Because the first time I work as a custodian in the morning, it's in the science building.
That building! When
yeah.
the lights are off!
And then we only have, like, 4 or 5 workers at that time, and we have to split by the group, and sometimes I just got by myself to clean one floor, and I don't really like it because I'm very scared. And I heard the story about like a lot of things about science building, to see like, I don't know, like the schools or anything what they doing there.
Yeah.
And then I just run sometimes. When I open the door and then see the something, because it's dark.
And so
and
you
I just
think
see
you
the shit, and then like, what is that?
So would you rather work in a group or yourself? It's fine.
In the morning, I'd rather to work in the group.
Okay.
Interesting. Have you had any moments of a scare?
So the shift which comes from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. So at 10 p.m. we lock all the buildings.
Okay.
So
that would be
we have
so
the keys.
Scary.
So we have the keys. We have seen custodians working in the science building and at this time. So one of the complicated buildings, our science building,
yeah.
too, because then lights in the science building goes red.
Right.
Like, come on, of all colors,
it's like
red.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, that is so true.
So we go in. Something we have the torch, we have the flashlight in our hands. Sometimes just we have to go, just me.
Oh my gosh, like going solo, like you go and you're by yourself. You don't have any backup.
yes, we don't have any backup. We have the keys and the flashlight.
That's like your weapon. It's like a key, basically.
First day it was scary, second day it was scary, but then after a while it was okay. And another scary building is the CAC.
We talked about this. Mutia has had a scary experience there. Have you had any?
That building's a maze if you are going to the first time to lock that
building. Right, it is a maze.
Yeah, because it's really big.
If you have been to the piano practice places.
Yeah.
And behind, you walk, you're lost. You're lost there if you're going there for the first time. For the culture night, we had the performance there. My partner got lost there. She was crying.
Oh no,
I'm lost. And we had the performance late, but then the sad part in this is we have to send people outside when time's up.
Yeah,
we have to ask them to leave after a point of time. We ask them to leave and then everyone leaves. We check it out. If no one's there, we close it, we lock it down.
Got it. Okay, so, well, I guess in closing, our final question that we would ask to everyone, what is the best life advice you've ever received? In like maybe a sentence or two.
For me is whatever your job do, even though it's not a desirable job, it brings you learn, brings you experience for your future.
Do whatever job you can.
Yeah.
And do like job. Life's a teacher type of attitude. Cool. What about really you? Like
That's an that. Awesome advice. So, very similar to what he said. So, I had this wonderful supervisor when I was working. He's so loving. He loves me. And then there was one time I came late. I came late for 20 minutes. And then he was, after we had the prayer meeting, he was like, Tanush, you stay.
You're like, no.
Oh, no. And then I'm sitting and he was like, I'm going to write you off. I'm going to give you a written warning for this because this is not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to come on time. And I'm like, okay, I will not repeat this. And I was sad because he kind of yelled at me. Mm-hmm. I went out. I was working. I was sad. After 2 hours, he calls me, he sees me. He's like, Tanush, come here. And then he holds me and he says, hey, you're my boy. I'm not going to write you off. Just don't come late. I won't do that to you. That thing broke me more. Made me more guilty. And anything, like I'm taking psychology, classical conditioning, operant conditioning, reinforcement punishment does not work. One thing works is understanding the importance of what we are doing, why we are doing. And when he showed that love to me, that hit me more. And he has put so much confidence in me, so much faith in him, in me, that I will do my job. And if I don't do that better, I'm failing myself. That's what I learned from that experience. And that was the best way to correct anyone, I would say.
I think that's the best approach to remind someone that, hey, you know what? I correct you because I love you.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I love that he changed his mind too. Like, he came out kind of forceful and then changed in how that broke you more. I totally in that same
way. He was sad. He was like almost crying. That broke.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Wow. That would do it. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast and letting us pick your brain about custodial work and security guard work. I don't know if I'm cut out for it, but if any of our listeners are, definitely give them a shot, I guess.
Yeah. And we really, really appreciate the job that you did, because probably sometimes we don't see you, but it's really meaningful for us because you guys are a hero for our school.
Yeah, you guys do so much. Like, if any of your jobs were just to, like, you know, disappear, the school wouldn't function. Right. I feel like the school might function if we weren't here, but it wouldn't function if you weren't here. Yeah, you
at
guys
least it
are...
won't be comfortable for us.
Right.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely valued. So thank you. Thank you for all that you do. And to our listeners, if you have a story or anything you'd like to share with us on the podcast, you're welcome to reach out to at KLKI News through Instagram. Thank you for joining us. See you next time.
All right. See ya.